Welcome to episode 57 of CNBC, the international podcast about enjoying beer. I'm Mike.
And I'm Chris. Tonight we're going to drink a number of beers from
Mountain State Brewery in lovely Davis, West Virginia.
And we have some guests with us. Everybody introduce yourself, starting with you.
Hey, I'm Brian.
Hey, I'm Tom.
Hey, I'm Mark.
So the first beer tonight is Cold Trail Blonde Ale from Mountain State Brewery.
Mountain State Brewing in West Virginia, by the way.
In delicious cans. I mean, I don't know if the cans
preserves freshness.
Thank you.
So Chris will be drinking. Oh, well, maybe we'll save the glass description to the...
Yeah.
We go to Kentucky. I keep yours.
So it's pretty dark in this room. It's kind of a urine yellow, I would call it, but
wow, urine yellow. Very lovely. That's very nice.
Nice fluffy white head.
Effervescent.
Tiny bubble head. Wow.
Very good head.
Lots of bubbles still coming off the bottom there.
It's creamy.
It smells like an ale.
Yeah.
Look at that in the Sam Adams diamond cut glass. Look at how bubbly that is.
It's good head from that blonde.
And I would say, I mean, it's blonde. I think it's got a little bit more. Unless this, if your piss is normally this dark, you ought to
see a doctor.
Check it out a little bit.
See a doctor.
Yeah, it's a heavy golden straw, I think.
Mine's usually bloody. That's how you want it, right?
Yeah, right. That'd be for the amber then.
I'm
light lemon notes. No.
Yeah. I get some almost Belgian qualities to it, to the smell.
A little bit of fruit underneath, a little candy.
Kind of a dry feel.
Dry finish, I can taste that.
You got the sweetness in there, that Belgian. And then it gets biscuity. Do you get
yeasty?
That biscuit? No, not so yeasty. Because
I'm not tasting yeasty.
I get kind of like straw-y. I don't get a whole lot of flavor.
Hmm. I don't know, I'm getting a sweet flavor.
Well, I've been drinking this beer for like 10 years now, I guess. I always love Cold Trail.
And why is that?
What's it called?
Cold Trail Blonde Ale.
Okay.
So the can has an interesting design. So they're not a marketing forward. They're located in Davis, West Virginia, which...
It says here Thomas, West Virginia.
Oh, are they across the border?
They're in Thomas.
Why didn't you correct me, man? Davis and Thomas, 32, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
And it's right across the line.
They also have two other locations, right? They have one in Western Maryland near Deep Creek Lake. Which I've been there a while ago, and I don't think they brewed there, but they have all the beers and stuff on tap and everything. So I guess they truck the stuff in over there.
So you've been there for 10 years. You get my
I've been going to the
Tom
brewery
has a condo
for 10 years
that way.
I've been at the condo for 6 years. I've been going to this brewery for close to 10 years, and Cold Trail is. It's definitely a favorite.
And the thing about this place, it was a pretty small little brewery set back off the road, but went there this year, and they're totally expanding. And first off, they didn't have cans before.
Yeah,
you could only
didn't have cans when I went there.
They didn't distribute.
Bottles only?
No, they didn't
distribute.
It was just kegs.
Just tap?
Yeah, it was just tap only.
The Deep Creek location is really, it's really big, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And they were expanding that, I think, the last time I was there.
So they're up and coming.
Is the location in Thomas near a ski resort as well?
Yeah, so there's a lot of cross-country skiing out there, which this is showing up in Timberline Resorts out there and Canaan Valley.
Yeah, two downhill areas and one cross-country and then a lot of backcountry.
So a lot of great skiing out there. And so in this town, though, Davis has, 2,000 people?
I think it's about 500.
500 maybe. People? And Thomas has about 600 people?
Yeah, it's...
And then there's whoever comes there to ski or hike or whatever that stays and rents. But in that area, it's said there's like close to 2,000 people or something like that, or 1,200 people or something.
In the whole area.
Yeah, so 600 per town.
Yeah, but they have this brewery that's in Thomas right across the border of Davis. They have another one in town called Blackwater Brewery, which does more European-style beers. And then they're building one another block into town. So they're going to have three breweries within a mile and a half of a town that has that many people in it. Nice. So they do love their beer. And then they have this great place called Hellbender Burritos that has awesome, awesome beers on tap. Just a great selection. And a bunch of... It's really cool people in that town.
It sounds like employment for everyone.
Beer?
With 1,200 people in two towns and three breweries.
Yeah.
Maybe instead of in Louisville, we meet in the middle.
Yeah.
Since the Louisville trip is like star-crossed.
Is that ever happening?
Yes. Next beer.
Next beer?
What do we think of this beer?
What are you even talking about? All right, drink it.
I like it. It's a nice, easy drinking beer.
It is.
It's so easy kind of drinking, it's already gone.
Yeah, you can drink
it. Three or four back, and you're like, I don't even know I'm drunk yet.
Yep. Good lemony taste.
Good colors. All right, anything else you need to talk about that before
you beer? Know, not tons of big flavor, but a nice, drink, easy drinking beer.
Yeah.
I liked it.
It's a very much a light ale. Usually, I don't taste a lot of hops in that the way I would in like an IPA.
I mean, I'm not
usually
a fan of blondes. I won't go the way looking for one, but you know, if you're hanging out or hiking or something like that, totally.
Yeah, good call. It's hot outside. You just grab one out of the cooler, go.
Do you want to read the marketing stuff? I can't read it.
I think every time I order it, though, I remember that I didn't order an IPA after I get it.
Yeah. Like thinking that it's a little lighter than you think it's going
to
be?
Yeah, I just don't remember what it's going to be when I go to Hellbender's or whatever.
You want the bitter, or because it definitely has no bitterness.
This is from the can. This is from the Cold Trail Blonde Ale can. Hare hunting is a popular winter activity in West Virginia. A cold trail is tracks left in the snow from a rabbit that passed through days earlier. Mountain State Brewing Company's Cold Trail Ale is an easy drinking American blonde. Aren't they all? It doesn't say it on the can. Well balanced with generous doses of oats and wheat, light in body. This beer is the perfect finish to any day's activity. Light in body is a pretty good description, in my opinion.
And I'd say those oats, maybe that's what I was tasting, the biscuit flavor. All right, on the next one?
Yeah, what's the next one?
Next one is... Oops.
Grabbed the wrong beer.
All right, while you get the next one, I'll read the little blurb, their story from Mountain State Brewing Company. As natives of West Virginia, it has long been our dream to bring quality handcrafted beer back to our state. Originally from Elkins and Helvetia, we were raised on easy drinking beers and homemade wine. Curiosity eventually got the best of us, and we combined the two. Our first batch of homebrew was conceived in the early 90s with homebrewing equipment, books, and some ingredients handed down from our parents' homebrewing days in the 70s. Since then, we've learned a lot about brewing professionally. We've developed easy drinking, well-rounded beers with our own state-of-the-art brewing equipment. We sold our first beer in October 2005. And now we're distributing throughout the Canaan Valley, Davis, Thomas, Elkins, Morgantown, and Fayetteville.
And let us not forget Deep Creek Lake.
That's all right. So that's our story so far, and thank you for the great support we've received pursuing our dream.
So, Tommy, when you say you've been there, going there for 10 years, you've been going there pretty much since day one. October of 2005 is 10 years ago next month, so.
Oh, I didn't know. Nope. I guess, yeah.
Well, what do you know?
Well, you know, it's more been since about 2009. Since I've been actually,
and they got a foosball table in there,
mm-hmm.
And it's like great wood beams and a cool bar, and they have the peanuts and.
Well, we should move on, but the one in right. Deep Creek, is huge and has the sack tossing game and stuff.
Oh yeah,
cornhole.
Yeah.
They have board games and stuff, so you can take the kids, grab a board game, put them in the corner while you pound back beers.
Nice. All right, this next one is Almost Heaven, and it's their Amber Ale.
It also says that they're the largest full-scale microbrewery and distributor in the state of West Virginia. I don't think West Virginia...
Which is the only state to secede from a state that seceded from the Union.
It's not a, known as one of the big beer states, but obviously, eventually, everything.
Wow.
It is the site of
this smells
first
great.
Billboard. I was reading about that.
What did that billboard
say? The first
say?
Billboard
ever. What are you getting in that? Some
it
caramel?
It was a little bit of chocolate. Painted for the mail pouch tobacco advertisement.
I'm definitely, and some butterscotch. I'm getting some caramel and butterscotch in the scent. This is great.
So already raves, but it's a nice.
It does have a nice amber color.
It's cloudy.
What's a light amber?
This one's cloudy.
Kind of a caramel color to it.
Yep.
This is probably the best smelling amber I've ever had.
Yeah, very sweet.
Really?
Oh, that smells ever. Nice.
Yeah, that.
Butterscotch and caramel all around.
You perfectly named it, the scent.
All right. What do you guys think? Taste?
Oh, I could drink this all day.
It's a little lighter on the taste than what you smell initially.
I thought there'd be a little bit more body to it.
The butterscotch is coming through.
I hate to use the word aqueous, but
it's aqueous. It's your favorite term. It's watery.
It's not really a word.
I like this. I like this.
It's my wife's favorite beer.
Well,
the almost.
I don't know why we stopped dating, but okay.
Yeah,
I like this. I'll read that for you, Mike.
Yeah.
You and your lack of glasses.
I will have to go get my glasses.
It was meant to be somewhat disparaging to you.
And yet, I don't, you know, nothing really fades in me, Tommy. We're good. Almost Heaven Amber Ale. Almost Heaven Amber Ale is a tribute to the beauty and uniqueness of the state of West Virginia. From the tops of its rolling green hills to the deep valleys and winding country roads, nut brown in color and lightly hopped with Willamette. This beer is dominated by a pleasing caramel finish that is darn close to heavenly.
That caramel butterscotch. That's a good call on that one.
Yeah, these are 12 ounces that we're sharing between five people, so.
Yeah, we're only getting about two or three swallows.
Warm it up a little bit, but there isn't too much left.
Well, one of them, I've got two cans of it, so I can find the second can.
West Virginia, also home to the first all-coal house. I got a West Virginia facts thing on here, so.
I went to West Virginia and fell in love with coal.
I went on a coal mine tour there. It was awesome.
Was it?
This old miner. You go in the little car that they drive. This old, like 70-year-old. He was probably like 35, but he looked like he was 70. Miner was like telling the story of the different tools
15.
And stuff that they had used. It was really cool. Over by the where the picture is on the quarter.
What's our take on this? There.
Have you ever burned it though?
Amber?
On this amber heaven, almost heaven amber.
I agree with you guys on the smell, aroma, the finish. I agree with Chris that it's a little aqueous. It's not oily. It's very thin, but I like it. It's good. Yeah. Good drinking.
Another beer I could drink a bunch of.
Yep. I tell you what. I mean, every time I go, I get the taster, and I'm never sad about that.
No.
Like, give me the taster.
And they even say that their beers are kind of, what was the term that they used? Well-rounded, right? So they're easy drinking, well-rounded beers. They're meant to be beers that you can...
They're bar beers.
Right? Yeah, bar beers. There you go.
Not a lot of stouts floating around West Virginia.
Oh, no. That's the last one.
Is that the last one?
Yeah, I always order the stout because
I'm not going to ruin it, but that's my favorite.
Well,
I got two cans of that one, so I'll have plenty to taste.
This is called what?
Seneca.
India Pale Ale.
All right.
And for me, this is the one that, outside of their, brewery, this one's prevalent. Got it at the Purple Fiddle.
I mean, it's around. You know what? This smells the way an India Pale Ale is supposed to. I mean, I can smell the hops just floating up.
Yep. It smells kind of...
Yeah, that's an awesome head on that.
Yeah, that's a lot. Very bubbly.
Yeah, mine is as well. I kind of smell the bittering hops.
Yeah.
Not so much the floral or the citrus type hops.
That's a nice glass. Good pour.
That is a nice glass for a tasting.
It's a tasting glass.
Is it?
Yeah.
This is a lot of hops in this.
This is about the same color as last, maybe a little cloudier.
It's got more orange into it.
Were any of these beers...
They're all cloudy.
They're all kind of cloudy.
This has a great, great, thick, creamy head.
Smaller breweries probably not doing as much filtering as... Which is fine. For flavor-wise.
I'm getting a little danky. I'm not getting a lot of... A lot of aroma.
I get the bittering hop aroma. That kind of... When I just made homebrew a last weekend, and this is what I smelled when I was pouring the hops in.
Ooh, that's yummy.
It's not that hoppy. It's not.
It has a bitter front, but a soft finish.
Kind of a piney finish.
Me too.
Piney? Yeah. I could go with you on that.
But it's not overpowering.
No.
But it doesn't have the citrus notes. I don't get any citrus at all.
I don't get too much of the flowery citrusy. It's more bitterness and a little bit of the
bitter pine. Earth pine.
Yeah.
But just like the Blackwater River Valley.
There you go.
In Davis, West Virginia.
Yeah, a state park that's right out in that area, Blackwater Falls, which is pretty amazing out there.
I'm going to read the can.
Any thoughts on it, Brian? Are you feeling glad to give up on your ban on beer of nearly a year?
Yes.
Has it made it worth it?
A year? I thought it was like 3 months.
No, yeah, it's like mostly since March.
What, a 10-year ban? So this is Seneca Pale Ale from Mountain State Brewing Company. Mountain State Brewing Company's Seneca IPA is an ode to the Native American Seneca tribes that once traversed the rolling hills of West Virginia, calling its lands and bountiful hunting grounds home. That was very poorly worded. This highly hopped, moderate-bodied beer is tuned perfectly to provide the hop explosion that IPA fans seek without the lingering bitterness.
Yeah. Agreed.
Yeah.
It's got a nice hop bite, so you know you're drinking an IPA, but it doesn't just stick there forever. So any other beer experiences or anything else we got covering? More love for Davis and Thomas?
I don't have anything. You have any stories or anything you want to cover?
I have an almost story. Yeah. I tried to get this guy to go to a brew pub in D.C. We parked right next to it. On the way to the concert, we still had an hour before the opening show coming. Do you think I get these guys to stop at a brew pub? No.
Why?
Like, we're going to be in a podcast in 2 days.
Why didn't we stop at the brew pub?
Why didn't we stop? Yes. I don't know.
Because me spending basically 30 minutes listening to you talk about a brew pub you want to go to, as opposed to me spending 23 years waiting to see a band that I haven't seen, my priorities.
Yeah, but they weren't starting for another 2 hours.
Yeah, I mean, are they mutually exclusive?
Yeah. We could have done both.
He's protecting his show here. You know you're going to go in that brewery and you're going to linger.
We would not have missed the show.
In my defense,
and we probably would have got a good burger.
In my defense, fuck you guys.
Fuck all y'all.
Yeah. All right, well, how's that for a beer story, Chris?
I like it.
All right, so on to the finale.
Yeah.
Finally. All
right. This one goes along with your mining story, as we have Miner's Daughter. Here, you open that one.
Oatmeal Stout. Oh, we got two cans of this.
That's right. So we all can go a little. We can let it warm up. We can talk about it. We can enjoy it. Whatever we need to do. Here you go, sir.
Gracias.
So, this is a very...
Blacker than black.
Yeah. Has a nice brown puffy head on it.
It's not even brown.
Yeah, no, the head. Almost.
Oh. Yeah, see, look. Let me show you something. That is...
Yeah, not
really
too much light
dark.
Getting through there. Oh, that's
I'm good. I'm gonna throw some to Tommy.
Can't see through that.
Can't see through it at all.
You can, dip your finger and pick up this foam, this head.
Yeah, it's an excellent frothy head. Brown tint.
If you're into that.
Oh, yeah. I was reading, you've heard the phrase rule of thumb? That comes from beer brewing.
No, it doesn't. Rule of thumb comes from the size of stick that you're allowed to legally beat your wife with.
Doesn't.
Yes, it does.
Yeah. I'm going to go with
the movie.
People would dip their thumbs in to see if it was ready for the next step.
I think it means the size of the stick that you're allowed to stir your brew with.
No,
exactly.
No. Your explanation is misogynistic.
It's not misogynistic. It's what we learned when we went to travel to Williamsburg.
Ooh, hello.
School.
We smell anything? I don't
no.
Too much.
No.
Your nose is
broken. I got a little bit of chocolate on the taste.
Yeah, definitely chocolate.
Yeah.
Definitely
wild.
Yeah, definitely chocolate.
This is the beer I order.
Yeah.
When I go to
When I order a beer, this is the beer I order.
I don't always order beer, but when I do.
So that's all they have.
I went to the taster, and they gave me two ambers, I think, initially in that six pack. And then after finishing the tasting, I said, could you swap that out and give me two of the stouts?
From the can, Miner's Daughter Oatmeal Stout. Part of West Virginia's cultural heritage is based around the hard-working immigrant coal miners who settled there in the late 1800s, and the miners who continue to risk their lives in that same profession today. Coal black and creamy smooth, this beer holds a light tan head and is surprisingly light in body, so it won't fill you up. I don't know about that.
I don't know. It's not thick like a stout.
It's not thick, but it's not thin either.
It's an effervescent.
I don't see it as light. It's got some body to it.
But it's more effervescent than you get with some stouts, right? Like getting that bubbly in the back.
I agree. It's not as light as they may say.
It's not as light as, say, Guinness tastes.
No.
It's not as light as, like, mining a coal mine.
No. Do you have a story or something you want to go through?
Sure. Well, I've got Listomania and a story.
Pick one.
All right. How about 100 American craft beers?
Holy mackerel. Another extended list? I thought we were going to put off the extended list for a little while.
We did. We put it off for like 10 episodes. Okay. That was like 10 episodes ago where we made that proclamation.
All right.
That's not from that craft beer podcast, is it?
No. Oh, those guys are just a bunch of hacks.
I hate those guys.
All right. That's my favorite podcast.
Number 100, Dale's Pale Ale.
Wait, what is this list? Is this 100 craft beers?
This list? All right.
Is that like the 100 best or the 100 something?
It's the 100 American craft beers every beer lover should drink.
Okay.
Yeah?
So we should be checking these off.
According to who?
We should be checking off, we should check these off. That's an
excellent
idea.
Just give us
20.
According to who?
I'm not even going to give you 20.
You're
going to
give us 5.
I'm going to get 10.
According to whose list is this?
We're not going to say that because then everybody will look it up and then won't be able to join us.
All right, so last episode we'll give credit to the author.
Yes, definitely going to cite the article. Number 100, it's a good, great one. One of the first ones in the can, Dale's Pale Ale.
Yep,
from Oscar Blues, Lyons, Colorado.
I've had that. They're also...
Yeah, it says right here, the beer started the can revolution. If it weren't for Dale's, we wouldn't have Bell's in a can, or Sweetwater, or you name it. Someone had to go first. Oscar Blues with that someone.
I think they have a brewery in North Carolina now, too.
Nice, so we get more of that, hopefully more reasonable price. Number 99, Breckenridge Vanilla Porter.
Oh, that's good stuff.
Yeah, that's from Colorado as well.
Still have some in my fridge.
Another town that I used to live in.
You used to live in Breckenridge, right.
Beautiful. I actually live off of Breckenridge, but it's the street name, not the town.
Yeah, and that's in Kentucky, though.
Maybe of the same person, though.
Mr. Breckenridge.
98, Brooklyn Brewery Lager. We like that. Okay. Consider this antithesis to all super hopped IPAs. You'll find on this list, Brooklyn's Vienna-style lager is mellow, subtle, biscuity, but not bland.
Your mother is from Brooklyn.
She is. The whole family originated there, at least on the American side. All right, number 97, Surly Brewing Darkness from Minneapolis, Minnesota. I've never heard of that one. I've had all the beers.
I think I've had that one.
I've not had that. It's from Minneapolis, Minnesota. It's a good thing this vicious Russian Imperial Stout only comes around once a year. It's burly, pushing 10%. Jesus. 85 IBUs, but decadent with heavy notes of chocolate, raisins, and coffee. Clear your schedule in October. This beer demands a commitment. I do know somebody who might be going out to Minnesota. I might have to ask for something.
I heard, they basically release it once a year. You basically line up, get your case of beer, and that's it. You're done for the year. There's no more of that beer distributed.
Oh, so it's hard to get? That makes it better.
Even harder than, Hetty Topper and stuff like that.
Do you remember when Fat Tire used to have that mystique around when you couldn't get it everywhere? Number 96.
Not anymore.
Fat Tire. It's easy to gloss over the importance of Fat Tire in today's dynamic craft beer scene, but youngsters, please remember, this was the beer that prompted many an East Coaster. Yeah, I know. I did this. To make a pilgrimage across the Mississippi, for many of us, Fat Tire was a gateway brew into the tasty world of craft beer. That's true, dude. We used to get so fucking excited that we could get Fat Tire. It was like the greatest thing in the world. And then they started making North Carolina. Like, yeah, it's good. It's all right. It's all right. It's okay.
But it was a gateway drug. into the brewery scene.
That's right. There's a number of those beers that are like, you know, kind of, it's, they're not heavy on the flavors, but there's enough there. You're like, oh, it's a little different than Budweiser and stuff. It has some nice flavor.
And you couldn't get it everywhere.
Exploring more from there.
So you kind of took that with a...
Yeah. Maybe I do like craft beer.
Yeah.
Definitely was better than your standard fare. Number 95, Gigantic IPA. It's a fickle bunch known only for producing one-off beers. Catch them while you can, because once they're gone, except for the Gigantic IPA. That one's always on tap, always citrusy, always hoppy, and yet it shows some restraint compared to other West Coast IPAs, which seems to be battling it out for the hoppiest brew. All right, going to have to get Ed to ship me some of that. Oh, we should definitely get that going. Noda Hop Drop and Roll. Noda Brewing, Charlotte, North Carolina. Ever heard of that one?
Nope.
You've been down to Charlotte. Okay, this is relatively new beer. Oh, well, there you go. Hop, Drop, and Roll won gold for America's Style IPA 2014 Mark. World Beer. Mm-hmm. Number 93. Ah! Started off our pilot episode with this brewer. The American Patriot, Samuel Adams, Boston Lager. I like Boston. I like Sam Adams.
Their Oktoberfest is great.
I like their just their Boston Lager is a good beer. Say, okay, if there's one beer in this list that everyone's probably already tried, it's Sam Adams. Has everyone here already tried Boston?
Yes.
Yeah? All right. Picture standard bar in the 80s and early 90s with a half dozen taps full of macro crap, and then on the end, Sam Adams offering refuge. That's so true. This one's from San Diego, the whale's vagina. Green Flash, palate wrecker.
Uh-huh.
And what do you think that one is?
Big double IPA or something.
Yeah, Imperial IPA, aggressive. And for once, the marketing speak is an understatement. Number 91. We've all had this one, I'm sure. Dogfish Head, 90-minute IPA.
Yes.
I just have one.
Say no more. That's a great beer. Number 90, and to wrap us up for this evening, except my cursor just totally jumped off the page. Drum roll, please. Pipeworks, Citra. From Chicago, Illinois, pine and citrus battle it out inside this big 22-ounce Imperial IPA. It's nice to see the middle of America knocking the West Coast style of IPA out of the park. Citra often gets compared to IPA standouts like Heady Topper, so expect something life-changing.
Mm, what is this called?
If this is your first experience. Pipeworks Citra.
All right, look for that one.
It's Citra Ninja.
In Chicago?
In Chicago.
Chicago.
All right, any final comments on this beer?
We got it warmed up.
What's your favorite of the four around the table?
If you were to take a six-pack home of one of these...
What would you take home?
I think it would be the IPA.
Yeah?
But I like the Amber a lot, too.
I would do the Seneca, yeah.
Probably take on the Blonde.
So I'll tell you what's great about this, if you go to the brew pub, they make a six-pack for you, so you could do the mix and match.
What is your favorite of the four beers?
Don't ruin the
stout.
Conceit of our...
But, okay. But tonight it was the Blonde.
Okay. I like the Amber out of the four, my favorite. Good times.
So, yeah, let's close it out.
Let's wrap it up. Thanks for listening to CNBC episode 57. You can subscribe to our podcast feed in iTunes or get the podcast directly from our host at cnbc.podomatic.com, like hundreds of other downloaders from across the world, including Africa.
You can email us at cnbcpodcast@gmail.com.
We'd love to hear
from you. You can also follow us on Twitter at CNBC Podcast and Facebook and YouTube.
Is this podcast popular in Brazil?
Yes.
How popular is it in Colombia and Brazil?
We are number 6 in Latin America.
We should give a shout out to our Brazilian fans.
Yeah. Next week I will say English. In Portuguese, drink good beer. But tonight,
speaking of next week we're going to have some beers from Kentucky. So look forward to that one.
And we're also getting the brewer from Whole Foods to take us away in the special
probably
brew he brewed up in Harpoon.
Not going to happen.
Yeah,
it's not going to happen.
Drink good beer.
All right. Wait, let me give you the quote. Remember, I before E, except in Budweiser.
Cheers.
Thank you.
When they see your face, don't leave this town in West Virginia. cause you know it's true what they'll do to you. Don't leave this town in West Virginia. Oh,